Shin Alab Siv Chofes Yoitzim B'moich Usvoy Shalamaka V'yishay Merapim. You have some type of bandage that is Merapim, that heals the wound, then one can wear that on Shabbos, because it's considered a type of Malbush, something that's Mesham Shalaguf. Maisa the place can say, even if it's not actually healing, but it's protecting it also from getting wounded again, it's also including this Heter. Hilka Chavik Moitavshit, as we said, it's considered like some ornament a person's wearing. The chain klipas shum ubotzel v'isplanosim v'lugma v'tiyah she'olav. If they had some type of peel of onion or garlic or cloth, gauze and the like over the wounds, those are permitted. V'mnoflu me'alela yachzirena. You're not allowed to put them back on if they fell off, because we're talking about a type of wound which you're not allowed to give it medicine on Shabbos. If you had medicine before Shabbos, you're allowed to leave it on. But if it fell off, you put it back on, then you're putting back the medicine on Shabbos. That is also. If it's a wound that has some element of sakon in it, then you could put it back, because you're allowed to take medicine for that situation. Once again, a situation where it's a type of wound which just causes discomfort, and you're not allowed to be merapid on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put the bandage with the medicine not on Shabbos either. I will also, licha chuto mishicha ala makalotzisbo. One is not allowed to put another type of string on top of this marker. The kibin shen merapim, have a masu. The Shabu brings from the place, and he's talking about when the string is the chosh of a string, and you can eventually use it for other things. But if it's a type of string that just using it to hold this bandage in place, and you're eventually going to throw out the whole business, it's all buttoned to the bandage, and it will be permitted. Some type of cloth also that's used to hold it in place, you'll let it also put on and take off on Shabbos, because it's also buttoned.